Welcome to Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Friday, December 3rd. I'm Pim Fox. Our top stories include get ready for the November jobs report, Congress okays short-term government funding, and B of A sees security in dressing down. Those stories and more, but first, let's check markets. Stock futures are modestly lower with the S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, and Dow futures down about 0.2%. The global benchmark Brent crude is higher by 2.5% at $71 a barrel. Natural gas prices are higher by 4%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury is 1.43%, and the dollar is stronger against the Japanese yen and the British pound, though it's slightly weaker versus the euro. Bitcoin is higher by 0.5% at $57,000. Gold trades at $1,772 an ounce. And in Europe, the Stocks Europe 600 is unchanged. In Asia, markets were mostly higher with shares in China, Japan, and South Korea all posting gains, while prices in Hong Kong slipped 0.1%. Stocks making moves in the U.S. before the open. Zillow shares are 9% higher after authorizing a share buyback. U.S.-listed shares of Didi Global gained 3% after the Chinese ride-hailing company said it's moving its listing to Hong Kong. And DocuSign shares are down 30% after the software company posted earnings that suggested weaker demand. Now, our top stories. Investors will learn this morning the degree to which the U.S. labor shortage persisted last month as the Labor Department releases its latest employment situation report at 8:30 Eastern. In October, the labor force participation rate held at 61.6%. The current level of participation is the lowest since the 1970s. Employers in Massachusetts, West Virginia, and Maryland are having the toughest time finding workers, while those in Nevada, Wyoming, and Hawaii are facing the fewest obstacles. That's according to a Moody's Analytics study of Labor Department figures. And more than half of Americans who lost their jobs in the pandemic and remain unemployed are not interested in returning to work. That's according to a new poll published by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The survey found that 53% of Americans who became unemployed during the pandemic say they are not active or only somewhat active in looking for work. Congress has passed a short-term extension of government funding and sent the legislation to President Biden. That averts a partial shutdown after resolving a standoff over vaccine rules. Top Republicans and Democrats reached an agreement on the spending plan to extend funding through February 18th. Current funding is set to expire at midnight Saturday. And while some Wall Street companies are encouraging young staffers to come into the office, a surge in some New York City violent crime is prompting caution. At Bank of America, senior executives have quietly encouraged younger employees to dress down to attract less attention as they make their way to B of A's tower at 1 Bryant Park. According to the New York Post, some executives have told their staffers that dressing up or wearing anything with a Bank of America logo could make them a target. The city reported a 15% increase in felony assaults over the past 28 days compared to the same period a year ago. Some companies such as Citibank are offering employees private shuttles so that they can avoid public transportation altogether. In other news, President Biden on Thursday announced plans to tighten COVID-19 testing timelines for travelers entering the U.S. and extended a mask mandate on airplanes and other public transportation. Confirmed U.S. cases of the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus ticked up Friday as known infections continue to rise across the country. 5 cases of the variant were identified in New York. Cases of the variant have also been confirmed in California, Hawaii, Minnesota, and Colorado. In Minnesota, health officials said a man began experiencing symptoms the day after attending the Anime NYC 2021 convention at the Jacob Javits Convention Center in New York City. Fed Governor Randall Quarles said it was time for the central bank to prepare to raise interest rates because inflation was likely to stay above the Fed's 2% target for longer than anticipated. Saudi Arabia has agreed to keep increasing monthly crude oil production, and in related news, oil prices are primed for, quote, substantial gains going into the first half of 2022. That's according to analysts at Goldman Sachs. Shortages of parts and labor are hurting production at truck trailer factories, undercutting trucking companies' efforts to expand their capacity in a tight freight transport market. Manufacturers were producing 25% more dry vans in 2019 than they are now, and industry turnaround times for orders now stretch as long as 8 months after peaking at 13 months earlier this year. That's according to transportation data provider ACT Research. The Brazilian economy entered a technical recession in the third quarter as surging inflation choked off its pandemic recovery. Gold prices have slipped to their lowest settlement level since mid-October. Artworks by Andy Warhol are being sold as non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, during the Art Basel Miami Beach Fair this week. And new data presented by the Brunswick Group shows that organizational impulses to weigh in on social issues is disregarded by audiences and disconnected from what people want and even diminishes corporate reputations. Among the findings, only a minority of voters, 36%, agree unequivocally that companies should speak out on social issues. That compares to 63% of corporate executives. And while 74% of business executives think corporate activism is effective, just under 40% of voters concur with them. In company news, Dollar General is set to open a new retail concept targeting wealthier communities where most items will sell for around $5 or less. China's aviation regulator cleared the Boeing 737 MAX on Thursday to return to flying. China is the last major market where the Boeing 737 MAX was awaiting approval. Boeing shares jumped 7.5% in Thursday's trade. Raytheon Technologies rose 3% after its Pratt & Whitney business unveiled the GTF Advantage engine, which it says is the world's most fuel-efficient and sustainable single-aisle aircraft engine. Phillips 66 and British Airways have signed a sustainable aviation fuel supply deal that will make British Airways the first airline in the world to use sustainable aviation fuel that's produced in the UK. The Federal Trade Commission has sued to block U.S. chip supplier NVIDIA's proposed takeover of semiconductor design specialist Arm Holdings. Sinclair Broadcast Group has sealed a multi-year renewal of its digital outer market distribution rights to National Hockey League programming. Shares of home builder Toll Brothers hit a new 52-week high, climbing nearly 6% in Thursday's trade. Shares of Smartsheet rallied 15% in late trading Thursday after the company posted better-than-expected results for the fiscal third quarter. The work management software company projected strong growth ahead. Marvell Technology gained nearly 16% in the extended session Thursday after the chipmaker's results and outlook topped Wall Street estimates. Ulta Beauty shares rose 5% after the specialty retailer reported sales and profit well above Wall Street expectations and raised its guidance for the year. Nucor is raising its quarterly dividend and approved buying up to $4 billion worth of stock. Raymond James Financial raised its quarterly dividend and announced a $1 billion share buyback program. Eastman Chemical increased its dividend 10%, while Ecolab declared a 6% increase in its dividend. Owens Corning increased its dividend to investors by 35%. Kellogg's has reached a tentative agreement with its 1,400 cereal plant workers that will deliver 3% raises and end a nearly two-month-long strike. And Burger King is taking the cost of the Whopper way back to its original 1957 price tag of just 37 cents this weekend. The deal is in honor of Burger King's 64th birthday and is available in a two-day deal today and Saturday for buyers who register for a Perks account. At 7 a.m., stock futures are modestly lower. S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, and Dow futures are ticking lower by about 0.2%. Brent crude is higher by 2.5%. That's $71 a barrel. The yield on the 10-year Treasury is 1.43%, and the dollar is stronger versus the Japanese yen and the British pound, slightly weaker versus the euro. Bitcoin trades at $57,000, and gold is selling for $1,772 an ounce. In economic news, we'll get the PMI composite final results at 9:45 Eastern, followed by factory orders and the ISM services index. That's being released at 10 a.m. Thanks for listening, and have a successful day.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best news and analysis on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. To subscribe to this podcast, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader and the Cannabis Investing Podcast, on those platforms as well.